Commentator Brooke Smith has helped us visit some historic spaces and places this past year. And today we're going to talk about Monumental Church, that national treasure that's seated right in the middle of the VCU medical campus. But it starts off with a tragedy, doesn't it?
That's right. It was born out of a catastrophe that rocked our young America. 'Twas the night after Christmas, 200 years ago. Amidst much holiday cheer and crowds thronged into what was then the old Richmond Theater. And it was, if you will, a who's who of early Richmond. You had the governor, George Smith, a former U.S. Senator, Abraham Venable, and 600 others, which, just to put it in perspective, was 10% of the city population. And during a set change, fire erupted and within minutes consumed the entire theater, leaving 72 people dead.
There were also survivors, though, and I understand a slave was responsible for helping to save many lives.
That's right. In the midst of this tragedy, there were immense heroics. A gallant slave, Gilbert Hunt, caught women as they were handed down from the upper story windows by a Dr. James McCaw, and they together saved at least a dozen women from death. Also, the governor himself, Governor Smith, made it out safely, but then went back in to save others and perished in the flames.
Well, I know the impact of that fire and the mourning took place not only here in Richmond, but was felt nationwide.
That's right. The shock really rocked the whole country. In Richmond, commerce was suspended for days. Citizens wore black crepe for months. Public shows were forbidden. And there were moments of silence and mourning throughout the United States, cities up and down the eastern seaboard. Literally began the day after a planning process for a monument to consecrate this now hallowed ground. The effort was led by Chief Justice John Marshall, and the process ultimately led to the selection of a young architect, Robert Mills, whose claim is America's first natural-born architect. Among other credits of his is the Washington Monument in D.C. But he designed and built this amazing church, which in architectural parlance might be considered severe or plain, but it's a two-story octagonal structure crowned by a low circular dome topped with a lantern. And it had its first service in 1814, and until 1965, well over a century later, was a place of worship for the Episcopal Church.
Still stands, so if people want to take a look at it today?
It does indeed, under the care of Historic Richmond Foundation, which has spent millions of dollars to restore and preserve it. It is a vitally important place in Richmond, but it's also, as you said, a national treasure. It's open for tours. There will be events this month, of course, because of the 200th anniversary remembrance of that event. So I commend people to go check it out.
Thanks, Brooks, for taking us to some historic spaces and places. And I understand next week we're going to take a trip to the Westover Plantation where George Washington did some planting.
That's right. There's some favorite forgotten lore associated with Westover that I hope to share.
We'll look for you then. Thanks, Brooks.